Day 42 of sobriety. The darkness is inside me. The heaviness, it weighs down on me.
What's up, guys? It's Rod here, and I just discovered I can do that disturbing voice. I wrote a joke for it, though, based on a study I read. Check it out. Studies have shown the deeper a man's voice is, the more memorable he is to a woman. So from here on out, whenever I meet a girl, I say,
"It's nice to finally meet you."
Cool. I did it once at a show and it worked. I'm going to keep working on it. You're a bad man. You're a bad boy.
I'm a bad man.
You're Batman?
Yes. I'm Batman.
Cool. All right. That voice is inspired by the Bob Lazar documentary on Netflix. Hope you enjoyed that 25-second random rant. On this episode, we have comedian Allie Makovsky. She's been one of my good friends for years. She's been opening for Joe Rogan, and she just started her own podcast called Resting Bitch Podcast with Allie Makovsky, A-L-I. So check her out. Check out her podcast, subscribe to hers, and also press that subscribe button on this podcast.
I know a lot of you guys aren't doing that. Press subscribe.
I'm so sorry. That's about it. Let's just get right into it. Allie is a fantastic comedian and a good friend. Enjoy this episode with
Allie Makovsky.
Brandon's crazy.
All right, we're hot right now. We live from Unfunny Stuff Studios.
Still not the best name.
Still, the name is too long, and it's also negative, so change it. Unfunny Stuff Studios with Allie Makovsky!
Oh my God.
You guys are so lucky to fucking have me. I'm on a podcast tour right now. I had to fit you guys in my schedule, but I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm glad this worked out with timing and everything.
Wow. I guess it's nice to have you.
Yeah,
please don't look me in the eyes for that long.
Oh.
I thought you guys got my email.
Oh. No,
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
Holy shit, you can act.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm really good.
You just built up a wall and then shattered the whole thing.
Give me like a scene. Let's do, okay. Let's do something, and then we'll test out.
All right, I'll be your dad.
Is this going to be a hot scene or a sad scene?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
And I don't like your new boyfriend, Brandon.
Okay.
Honey, can we talk?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm a little bit worried about your new relationship.
Why? Brandon's really cool. You guys just met. I feel like you don't...
Is he here right now?
Yeah, I just introduced you guys.
I'm standing right next to you, sir.
Oh, Brandon, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to meet you and see you.
That wasn't a very firm handshake.
Allie, you know what? He has soft hands. He doesn't work hard.
Oh, so he's never worked with... You've never worked with your hands?
I don't have calluses, sir. I'm sorry.
Have you ever had a job?
Yeah, I've had a few jobs.
Allie, can we talk privately?
Why do you guys need to talk privately?
This is what I'm talking about.
Allie. Oh, is this when it turns hot and we start fucking?
Who? Me and you?
Yeah.
Your father's son?
I'm the son now?
Oh yeah.
Father and scene.
Nice.
That was good.
Whoa.
That was good for you. I feel like you guys didn't really give me a chance to shine, but that's okay.
That was fucking great.
You guys nailed it.
Yeah, Allie, I gotta say, despite your dead eyes, you're a really good actor.
Yeah, yeah. I do have dead eyes, but I have a heart that's alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How'd your audition go today?
Oh, yeah, I did have a commercial audition. They were looking for Billie Eilish types.
Oh.
Billie Eilish. Yeah. That's a type now?
Oh, I'm not supposed to say it. When does this come out?
In a few weeks.
Oh, then we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. It was so dumb. Any audition is just, any commercial audition, it's like, there's really no pressure or no stakes, but everyone's in there and they're like, this is my time. I'm going to be in a Quiznos commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I parked illegally. Get me out.
Yeah. And everyone's so positive.
Oh, I know. They're so nice. They're like, oh my God, we're going to be in the room together.
And in their mind, they're like, I hope you fucking crash your car.
You know what I love, though? I love when they audition you in the same room as someone else, and the other person clearly has no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because when I first went into auditions, I would get nervous because I'd be like, oh my God, I'm probably going to suck. And then when you start to go on auditions with other people in the room, you're like, oh my God, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people are like so nervous and they're like, do I look at the camera? And then they're just like staring like this.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
I did a commercial audition and the guy said, okay, state your name. And I said, excuse me? He said, I said, state your name like you know what you're doing. And I wanted to be like, wow, I fucking hate you.
They get so salty.
But he's mumbled. He's like, all right, say your name. I couldn't hear him.
It's a way to whittle you down and see if you got what it takes, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Are you SAG certified?
I think I am certified, but I'm not going to. It's so expensive to join. Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, I'm not going to join unless I'm like really getting shit.
Right.
I'm just doing it for fun.
So if you book that commercial, get a cool $800 for possibly a whole day of work.
Yeah, it's really not yet. Like when I first started doing commercials, I was like, oh, this will just be like a fun way to make money. And it'll be like good practice, good experience, fun times. And then I got my first commercial and I was like, oh, this is how much I'm getting paid. Like I could just work a week at my regular job.
Yeah.
And get paid the same. But it's fun. It's cool. I'm such a narcissist. I like seeing myself on camera.
What commercial was that?
The first one I did was for national parks. Heard of them?
Heard of them.
And it's funny because it actually got very negative feedback on. It was like a digital ad. So it was on Instagram and stuff. And someone tagged me in it and it was like, is this you? And I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, it's me. It came out. I watched it. And then I looked at the comments and everyone was like, you can't say this. This is offensive. Because I was like, a reason why you need to go to the parks and get out of the city. I was like, yeah, I got kicked out of this restaurant because they said I can't have dogs. And I was like, this is my emotional support dog's dog. My dog also has really bad anxiety. And it's just like a very dumb, like, my dog has anxiety. Like, what does that even mean?
Right.
Mm. And then everyone's like, you can't joke about that.
It's a good joke.
Yeah. Love it.
It was very silly. I looked cute in it. It was a fun time.
They have commercials for parks now?
Oh, yeah. The parks are big.
Some
big park... BPE, Big Park Energy right now.
What park did you advertise for? Just all
just
parks?
Just all the parks.
All the parks?
Just all the parks.
That must have been a lot of pressure. There's a lot of parks in the world.
I know. I didn't want the Rangers getting mad at me.
Yeah.
America's best idea, they say, are the national parks.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
What do you think?
It's just the fucking slogan.
Oh, that's
and there's a documentary about
him. I mean, she knows more than we do
I am the face of the parks.
Yeah, all of them.
You do have a park face.
So does that mean if Yellowstone erupts, it's your fault?
Yeah, you can blame it on me. If there's that big volcano that hasn't erupted yet somewhere.
They call you up, you're like, Allie, you gotta take the fall for this.
Allie, we have to make a new commercial. The parks are over.
Allie, the parks are gone.
Allie, it's my fault, Ski.
Oh!
That's a play on her last name, Makovsky.
Ali Mashaky Rocksky.
Ali
lost my job, Ski.
Oh,
Ali Earthquake. All right. Hey, tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Oh, okay. Where do we begin? Long Beach?
Sure.
Guys, my name is Ali Makovsky. I'm going to take you on a little journey through my life. I was born and raised in Long Beach, California.
LBC.
Snoop Dogg, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Me. The main hitters out of Long Beach.
Yep.
And I grew up to Jennifer and Larry, you know, good people, working class. And they raised me, for the most part, doing their best. Not the best, but doing their best, which is a different version of good. And... yeah, I started doing comedy 5 years ago this month, and that's been tight, and I started in L.A. because I didn't know that you could start anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was, like, 3 months into comedy, I was at an open mic, and someone was like, yeah, I started out in Portland, and then I came out here, and I was like, they have comedy in Portland? Mm-hmm. Like, I had no idea. So then I was, like, looking at places to live in Portland. I thought I had to go there. but, yeah, so I started out here. I had no idea what I was doing, and here I am doing a podcast. So it's going pretty well, if you don't.
I remember the first time I saw you. Comedy Store open mic.
Oh, my God.
Purple hair.
Whoa. Yikes. That was a rough time in my life.
That
was a weird... You know, when you see someone with purple hair, they're not doing well.
Actually,
they don't know it yet, but they will realize that it's not a good time.
I think I remember because you were funny, and also I was like, that's a strange-looking person.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already, like, weird-looking. I'm odd-looking. I'm not ugly, but I'm not... I got a unique face. There's something off about it. You can't tell what it is, but there's something off. And then to just throw on purple, and not like a nice, warm purple. It was like sharp.
Yeah.
It was a hitting purple.
Yeah.
So when you throw that on top of an already odd face, yeah, it was not good. I look back at pictures and I look dirty. My acne was also at its worst. Yeah. I had terrible acne, like disgusting. But I'm like, you know, I don't realize it. I knew I had acne and I knew it wasn't good. Huh. But now that my skin has like cleared up, looking back at those pictures is frightening. Like the fact that I had friends and... It was bad.
Why wouldn't you have friends?
I don't know. It was bad.
You did look dirty.
Yeah, I look dirty. Yes, exactly. I look back at pictures and I'm like, I look filthy. And to be fair, I was. Yeah. For sure.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, that was a nightmare.
And I think I met you at also the Comedy Store or at Rye's house. I can't.
No, I met you at the Comedy Store.
At the Comedy Store,
you
right?
You were with Rye.
Yeah.
Off. Then we went to your 21st birthday party together, all together.
Oh, yeah?
At the Den. Remember, Ellie?
That was at the Den?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
Or it started at the Den.
Or Saddle Ranch. I don't remember.
Oh,
I think it was at
yes.
Saddle Ranch, right?
Yes. There was a group that went to Saddle Ranch. Yeah. And it was all these, like, influencer viney people.
Yep.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I think that was my first experience because there was like a bunch of us. And so we all took like one of those big black SUV cars. And I was like, this is so cool. I was like, money doesn't even matter to them.
Yeah.
That's what I thought in my head.
Matters now.
Yeah. And then I started helping you with like Snapchat videos.
Yeah. Good times, huh?
I think only like once, but it was fun.
We went a few times.
Yeah. We went to the Grove and fucked around with people.
Yeah.
That's such a weird looking back at those videos. It's like, it feels like so long ago.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable for me because you're like a better stand-up than me. But I was like, hey, help me with my influencer career.
It was so fun.
It was just weird. I was just like, I'm her boss? What the fuck is this?
No, we were just helping each other.
Okay, well, I was paying you.
Yeah.
So you owe me.
No, I don't.
Okay. That's not how that
That's
works.
That's not how it works.
That's how it works.
You owed me money. Yeah. I took it, and then we're even.
Yeah, yeah. There's not no debt to
be
paid.
To the exchange, yeah.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, Steve Aoki. Remember that?
Bam, 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 bam.
We came up with that.
These guys clearly have a longer history than I thought.
Yeah, you guys. I didn't know you guys knew each other that well.
Yeah.
But I also shouldn't know that because I don't know either of you that well.
That's true.
That's producer true. Nolan Culver.
On the mic. Jumping in.
Interrupting. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Know your lane.
Fucking ruining the whole podcast. Awesome.
So, Allie.
Hey.
You're at the Comedy Store doing open mics. And then, just this past weekend, you opened for Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Dude. I had the best weekend of my fucking life. It was so fun. I haven't been to Vegas since I was like 8 years old. I don't remember exactly when, but I was young as fuck. You know, I'm on vacation with my dad and sisters. So this is like my first time going back, and it was like the best way to ever go.
Yeah.
Obviously, I get to do comedy with Joe Rogan.
That's crazy.
At this like theater that I think it seats like 1,200 or something. It's the biggest show I've ever done. For whatever, I think because it all felt so surreal, I didn't get nervous because I was like, this isn't even, it's not real.
Yeah.
Not that it felt like a dream, but it just didn't feel... I was like, this is a joke, you know? This is dumb.
Well, and you open for him a lot at the club, so...
But this is different.
Yeah.
I get... Well, you know what, though? I get more nervous opening for him at clubs locally than I do... Because I have... the thing is, like, I know that I'm, like, a funny person. I have a lot of work to do, but, like, I know I'm funny. And so it's like if I'm in front of like an audience, especially Joe's crowds out of town who are like just so pumped to see comedy and like love him, it's like they're like that's just like the prime setting to do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the clubs and stuff, I get so nervous because it's like local and everyone there kind of already has that like LA experience of like they feel like they already know him and they're expecting something
like
more than just comedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also the added pressure on that is like there's people I know who are like hanging out at the improv.
Right.
You know, I'll have friends in the other room and they'll be like, oh, I'm going to pop by and watch your set. And I'm just like, no, don't watch me. Like, I don't need, like, I don't know. I can get in my head about that. But yeah, this trip was so fun being able to do that show and just like kind of, because I've been performing with Rogan locally for like maybe 8 months or something in the local clubs, hosting and like sometimes doing guest spots. And so this was like cool for him to see me like out in the wild,
yeah,
in a sense, and being able to like be the first person that audience is seeing perform, them not knowing who I am at all, and still to be able to like do well and have them on board. It was super fun. And
how long did you do?
I did 10.
Oh, just 10?
I know.
Did you feature?
No. I was just like hosting, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't know how much time I was doing when he told me I was going. So I was like prepared for anything. Yeah. And I left the day I flew out on July 5th. And 4th of July, there's no like shows or open mics I could do. So I was at my friend's house and I'm like, I need to run my set by you. So I ran 25 to 30 minutes in front of just her because I'm like, I need to be prepared for anything. And so I'm doing my set for her. She like was ordering food and she's like, my delivery's here. Give me 1 second. And I'm like, tell him to come up. I'm like, I need another person. And so then I just like finished my set and I felt ready and prepared. I got the nerves out then. Nice. And then, yeah, when I got there, I was like, hey, so how much time am I doing? He was like, 10. I was like, okay. I just have to, like, kill with 10.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was super fun. And then I found out after the fucking show that Steven Tyler was in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And Aerosmith was there. And then, like, and then I later found out that, like, a bunch of guys from the UFC who were fighting the next night came to the show. Mm-hmm. And I've like never been interested in the UFC. I just like, it's not my thing. But then after having gone to the fights, I'm like, I am obsessed with this. It's so interesting.
Cool.
And I was like fangirling out with this one fighter who saw me perform the night before. And we were both just like freaking out together. We're like, this is so cool. Yeah, so I had a great time. Steven Tyler's awesome.
You were freaking out. He was freaking out about what?
He was freaking out because he was like, comedy's so impressive. Like,
oh, cool.
You were so funny. I could never do that. And meanwhile, he's like fucking knocking a dude out in the head. And I'm like...
Is that the guy who won in 5 seconds?
No. This was another dude. But the dude who I was fangirling with also won. So I felt like we won together. We were on like this journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun. Halle Berry was... at the UFC.
Nice.
Wow.
With Khalifa,
shit.
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
It was a poppin' ass event.
Dwight Howard's got some nice shoulders.
Dude, he's so tall. He's so high up.
All the way up.
All the way up.
How tall is he?
Like fucking 7'1".
Damn. That's my height.
Who's Dwight Howard?
He's a basketball player.
He's a basketball player.
Look at this fucking beta.
So embarrassing.
He's a basketball player.
Oh, he is? Shit.
So
he's actually a jockey. He's the tallest jockey on
the He's a 7'1"
one jockey.
Yeah.
He's actually the horse. Hey, what's Joe like? I've met him and talked to him before, but he now doesn't look at me.
Joe is a cool ass fucking dude. He cares a lot about comedy. He's very passionate about the things he like enjoys, and he's just like a cool person to be around because he works so hard, like so hard that being around him I'm like, oh, I can't slack off.
Yeah,
like there's no
Jesus
room for me to just kind of phone it in.
That stresses me out.
It is kind of stressful, but at the same time it's like nice because he's already been like, you're good. You just need to make sure that you, like, keep it up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good pressure.
Like, yeah, it's good pressure. He's, like, just a cool dude. Yeah, I want to fucking... We got to eat meat together, which is, like, the fucking ultimate Joe experience.
Was it elk?
No.
Were you eating elk?
We went to this, like, meat den in Vegas, and we were just... I was trying to, like, out... We went to Fogo de Chao.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just, like, bring you meats to your table just the whole time. They keep just throwing a slab on your plate. And you have a card next to your plate, and it's red on one side, green on the other. You start with it green. When you've hit your limit, you flip it to red. And I had already eaten before, but when he invited us to lunch, I was like, I'm going to lunch. And so we're eating all these meats, and I'm, like, trying to out-compete him, but I've already eaten, like, a full meal. So I'm just, like, sweating. He gets meat. I'm like, yeah, I'll take another one. He flips it over to Red, and I was like, okay, I just need two more, and then I'll fucking out-meet him. And I regretted it later, but it was worth it.
Just two alphas out.
Alpha Alley.
Yeah.
Get ripped. I'm going to start taking boxing.
Yeah?
I'm going to start fighting, yeah.
Fuck yeah. It was you and
Ethan. I'm going to become the female Rogan.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
It was you and Ian Edwards?
Yeah, me, Ian Edwards, nice. And Joe. So it was a good time.
Question.
With my boys.
Have you seen the
Joe's penis?
No. Have you seen the inside of Joe's car? And if so, is it messy?
I have rode in his Tesla once. We went from the improv to the comedy store. Quick old trip. It was very clean inside, but not weird clean where you're like, this is odd.
Okay.
There might have been like a paper on the floor. But okay. Like a bottle in the,
all right.
The bottle holder. Mm.
All right.
He's a normal dude, bro. He's just fucking ripped.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him. Red Band introduced me to him.
Yeah.
And I knew that he had used to perform at a pub right up the street from my hometown.
Oh,
from
Boston Boys.
The house I grew up in Mattapoisett, Massachusetts.
Oh.
He used to perform at the Mattapoisett Inn, and we talked for a few minutes about it.
Whoa.
And then Christina P. came over and chatted with us.
Whoa.
And Christina P. and I hugged, so I was like, all right, now he knows I'm friends with Christina.
Safe zone.
And then cut to like a month later, I was saying goodbye to some comedians, and he was part of the circle, and he just looked down, and he didn't look at me, and now I don't look at him anymore.
You lost your looking privileges, I guess, huh?
I did,
No more looking.
I think he could sense my fanboy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Because the only reason why I said goodbye to those people was so Joe would say goodbye to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, goodbye.
Oh, man.
He gave you the Irish goodbye.
Brutal.
Dang. Yeah,
that's funny.
Joe, I know you're listening. Just sorry about that.
Yeah, Joe's definitely listening.
Are you going to be on his podcast?
I'm sure I will at some point.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready for it right now. Yeah. I don't think I would have anything to talk about for 3 hours with Joe.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm sure at some point I will. I'm not like in a rush to do it or anything. It's,
right.
You get too much heat from that.
Yeah. 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 Well, with that said, can you get me on it?
Yeah, and Brandon? I'll hit him up. Yeah, yeah, totally.
And Nolan?
That's
yeah.
It would be funny if I was on it first out of all you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you know this guy. He's got 700 followers.
Tight.
Three real friends.
Hey, Allie, so how you did well during your set?
I did well.
Nice.
I did well.
Did you kill?
I killed, yeah. Yeah, I killed. I would say it could have gone as well as it could have gone.
Okay.
Which was good. Yeah, I mean, I was posting a lot of pictures after, and I don't think you could post that much after a bomb.
Totally.
I was posting a lot of Instagram stories, a lot of posts.
Yeah.
If you're bombing, you're like, this weekend never happened.
Yeah.
And I was very much like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I did it, and I had a blast.
I bombed in Pittsburgh once and stayed in the green room afterwards.
Yeah.
One of those shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's sets that I do, and I'm like, I live at this club now. I'm gonna I'm gonna serve fries for the rest of my life. I'm going up to Sacramento. I'm doing the Punchline August 18th, 19th, and 20th. And I'm so excited, but because there's like way more shows, I'm like, there is a higher chance of me not doing well for one of the shows.
Are you with
I'm not in the right mindset, whatever.
With Rogan?
No, I'm going with Andrew Santino.
Oh, nice.
Daddy. Do you know Andrew?
I don't think so.
I fucking love Andrew.
Andrew Santino.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's so cool.
He was, I was at the Comedy Store hanging out, and I see Santino talking to two pretty girls. And then all of a sudden, one of the girls notices me, and I can tell she recognizes me. And then she walked, I was like, please don't, like, leave him to come say hi to me.
Yeah.
And then she did, and I was like, fuck, he's gonna hate me. Turns out it was his stepsister, so it's okay. But still,
still hated you because he was trying to get in that. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's trying to fuck his stepsister?
Yeah, yeah. You never, I'm just saying,
Andrew. I know you're listening. Brandon's a bad person.
Yeah.
But no, he's cool. He was. He's always been nice to me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Red.
Do you think?
Oh, no, I know what he is.
Yeah, I know what he is.
I know who he is.
It's the best branding.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
having red
that guy.
Hair. You're like, you don't need to say anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, got it. Know
I'm
who he is.
Dye my hair red next.
Are you physically attracted to him?
Oh, I'm attracted to every comedian. Oh,
okay.
Like, that's successful.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey, I've been getting funny.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
You want to make out?
I'll think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I'm so sorry,
Dad. Pardon the interruption, but this episode is brought to you by ButcherBox. ButcherBox. Right now, ButcherBox is offering juicy, flavorful, grill-ready, 100% grass-fed beef burgers, perfect for any summer cookout. ButcherBox burgers are ready to go, third-of-a-pound patties that can be simply tossed on the grill for any easy weeknight meal, or doctored up to create a show-stopping bacon cheeseburger for the neighborhood barbecue. Right now, new members will get 6 burgers for free in every box until October 15th. Get summer's best offer before it expires. What is ButcherBox, you ask? I'll tell you. ButcherBox makes it easy to get high-quality, humanely raised meat. Every month, ButcherBox delivers 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, and wild Alaskan salmon directly to your door. The incredible quality of ButcherBox meats start with the commitment to humanely raised animals that are never given antibiotics or added hormones. I love ButcherBox. I'm a subscriber to it. I get it delivered every month. I get steak, chicken, and pork. That's what I go for. And Ralph likes it too. I actually give some to my cat. I don't know if I'm like supposed to say that, but Ralph loves ButcherBox.
And so do I, all right?
It is incredibly convenient. There's no easier way to get high-quality meat you can trust. ButcherBox delivers right to your door on dry ice. There's no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. And another bonus is that it's affordable. I spend less money on ButcherBox than I do at the grocery store. And this is much higher quality meat that you get at the grocery store. Like, the cheap stuff at the grocery store, it's not that good for you. But ButcherBox, it's all good for you, and it turns out being cheaper. The price is just $129 a month, which works out to less than $6 a meal. And shipping is free nationwide, besides Alaska and Hawaii, sorry. For $20 off your first box and 6 burgers for free in every box all summer long until October 15th, go to ButcherBox.com/dad or enter promo code DAD. That's ButcherBox.com/DAD. Or enter promo code DAD. I'm not lying. I get ButcherBox and I love it. Okay? I'm not lying. I don't lie to you guys, all right? Now back to the episode with
Ally McCoskey.
Dude, Christ. I fucking love Andrew. I love his wife. I love the whole squad, okay? I don't need any drama or beef. I want to keep doing shows with him. But yeah, I mean, he's like, he used to be fucking ugly.
Yeah.
And if you know that about him, when you see him now, you go, wow, he is a good looking man.
Yeah, he's got a good bod.
He used to be rough, you know, but so did I. You know, we all have that journey to take. Sometimes it's with purple hair, sometimes it's with red.
Yeah. I used to be a little fucking bitch. Now I'm just less of a little bitch.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
no, you're a taller bitch.
No, like when I started Vine, I was skinny, and I was a little fucking bitch, and I mean that in a misogynistic way.
Yeah, Rye found out that he's a misogynist from his therapist.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
Have you addressed it? Are you working on it? What steps do you take when you find that out to misogynize yourself?
Well, she told me, he's like, you're a misogynist. And I almost cried. I was like, no, I'm not. I almost cried.
No, you're just fucking stupid.
I was like, no, you're not. You're just a stupid cunt.
Mm.
I think I can't. I have misogynistic traits, some language.
Yeah,
ideas.
I think that is what happens, though, when you grow up in Massachusetts. I think it's almost a little bit inevitable.
That's what she told me.
Yeah.
And she said women
are... Am I
your
therapist?
She said women are also misogynistic,
oh, absolutely.
Too.
Well, there's that thing with, like, gay dudes where they have internalized homophobia because they're raised in a way to believe that it's wrong or gross or whatever or shameful. And same thing with women, especially how I was raised with, like, my single dad who was, like, a horny dude, you know, just always on the prowl for new women. Mm-hmm. And growing up with that idea in my head, I'm like... I think for sure I have internalized internalized.
Women are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, just like fucking what?
Yes, Brandon, are you a misogynist?
Do you like massages?
I'm getting a massage after this.
Are you?
I'm gonna give myself a clap for that shit.
That was bad.
I know, it was terrible. Yeah,
but
it was
awful. I am getting a massage after this.
Hey, maybe right. I can give it to you, baby girl.
Oh Christ.
Damn it, there it goes again. Just kidding.
No, I know.
Although I am good
at
giving massages.
Dude, why are you jacking off? Oh no, you can see. Fuck. I thought the camera would only be from like the neck up.
No.
Damn it.
That would have been
good. Jacking off because I have red hair.
Mine's only up from the top. I can pretend like I'm masturbating.
Yeah.
She's been masturbating this whole podcast.
Flicking the bean.
Yeah.
Have you come yet?
Nope.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like this whole thing. I can't have an orgasm, blah, blah, blah. It's not that I can. It's just that I haven't yet. It's a mental thing. I just stop myself. I get close, and then I just overthink it, and then I don't.
Yeah. Not even. I know you talked. Have talked about this in ad nauseum.
Who's the dumb bitch now?
Can you make yourself orgasm?
No, I'm just a dumb little girl. I can't do anything for myself.
You've never had an orgasm?
You know what? When I first started doing the do, the first couple times I did, and then I don't know what triggered me to just stop, but it done happened.
Do you see a therapist?
No, but I need to. I'm on my parents' insurance for like three more years.
Nice.
So I need to get on that before it ends.
Do it. It's definitely mental. Or
yeah,
I don't
for
know.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not physically. I don't think. Yeah. Be like, dude, I know exactly what it is.
Fuck, was I just about to say? Orgasm, mental. Oh, yeah, that's why I have a joke about a girl I had sex with who was like, I'm going to come. Never mind.
Yeah. It happens quickly. It's so sensitive. Guys can just like fucking do it.
Yeah. And this woman was very focused.
Good job.
She was like, eyes closed. I'm going to come. Never mind.
Yeah. That's so sweet of her, though.
It's like
to be so open. I always fake it because I'm like, get it over with.
I actually laughed.
Let's wrap it up.
I was on top of her and I laughed because it was funny.
Yeah.
Never mind. Cool. And then I killed her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Then you finished on her.
I came on her punchline.
What?
I don't know.
It's all right. Wait, really? Like never in your life
never.
Or once, you think?
Yeah. A couple
probably
times
one time?
When I first started.
Okay.
I had beginner's luck and then.
Yeah. It's like being on a swing your whole life, and then there's chocolate cake right here, and you just keep swinging, and you're, it's almost
so close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get a little finger, you know, you get a little finger
little
in the cake, and
it.
You're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I want the whole cake.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the whole fucking cake.
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Can't have your cake and come, too.
You
mm-hmm.
can't eat a box, have a box and eat it, too.
You can't come in your cake and eat it with
and
your family.
They say life is like a box of chocolates. There's going to be cum in at least one.
Mm. Yep. Yum. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's Tom Hanks' birthday, guys.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Great.
Happy birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, it actually is.
Happy birthday, Tom.
He listens to this as well.
Tom,
he's
and
a
are
big
you listening?
Fan.
Yeah. July, what day is it? July 9th.
July 9th. 3 days removed from that earthquake. Holy fuck.
Dude.
Yeah.
That earthquake rocked my world, literally.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas. I'm on the 24th floor, and it's just shaking. And I was like, this is how it ends.
Yeah.
I never saw it ending in Vegas, but this is how it ends.
Was it before or after
the
show?
It was before the fucking show, too. So I was like, I don't even get to
live my dream.
It. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I was gonna ask if it did it during your performance, because that would have been fucking crazy.
But my friend Andrew Collin was opening for Nikki Glaser, and he was on stage when it happened. And he stayed on stage, and Nikki was like, next time that happens, just like get off the stage. You don't need to stay on. But with earthquakes, you don't know how long they're going to like last. So you're like, you just ride it out until it either stops or kills you.
Did Andrew say, wow, I'm really crushing right now? Fuck. Fuck.
Wow, I'm on a roll.
Fuck. Sorry, that was my fault.
So, Brandon.
What's up? No, dude, but no, back to the earthquake.
Oh, yeah, Brandon was very, very scared.
Yeah, I was terrified.
Really?
I wanted
was
to go to
your
house.
First one?
No, it's not my first one, but like.
It was a big one.
I just thought that, I thought that was the one. I thought that was the one that was going to.
Yeah.
Fucking separate us from the rest of the country and mm-hmm. make us our own island. But it wasn't.
No.
And we're all safe now.
Yeah.
But I feel really fucking scared being on the 18th floor.
And then there was
of
a second
building.
One. You huh? know?
Well, there was one. Well, we're talking about the big one.
The no, we're talking one. About the one that
the
7.1.
The most recent.
The 7.1.
Cool conversation.
Nolan.
You guys stay in it, man. I know you're all over the place with all this technical mumbo jumbo.
I know, it is weird being
jumbo.
A tech guy, because I'm not. I want to move. I want to move.
Nolan, you're married?
Yeah. Heavily.
Sucker.
What an idiot.
How old are you?
32.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got young face.
Got one of them.
But yeah. I feel like you've been married for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yikes.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
So you were like 24?
25.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Damn.
I ain't getting married for a minute, though. I can't date for a year because I'm sober
Once
now.
You're done being a misogynist.
Yeah, I guess so. I got to work on that.
Find the one.
I'm working on it.
Are you seeing anyone?
No. But I am down to fuck. So if you're listening, approach me. Like I said last podcast, just approach me. Say I want to fuck.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to flirt with you.
Whoa.
I'd prefer not to even kiss you. So just pull your pants down and let's get this over with.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. As I was saying that, I was like, oh no.
Did you just get wet?
Is that? No. God, stop. It's gross.
Wow, you Where's really are a misogynist. Just assuming she got wet. Wow. I'm sorry, Allie. I'm sorry
it's
for him.
Okay. This is my ASMR portion of the podcast.
Do you guys like that stuff?
Is that it?
ASMR?
Yeah. Shit's weird.
No, I don't like it. I mean, I'm indifferent.
I like certain things. Like, I would never look for ASMR, but some noises do sound like they're fun noises. Yeah. Like a hairbrush on stuff when you have it like close to the mic, it's nice. Mm.
This is my least favorite.
Oh yeah, nobody likes that.
People love that.
Oh really?
Whoa. Yeah,
oh,
yeah in a sexual shit. Way.
What about this?
It's better than this.
How about this?
Did you just hawk a real one?
Yeah.
How about this?
Disrespectful.
Fucking hate that.
What about this one?
Dead air.
That was a good one. You know those farts were just air.
It just keeps going out.
You're like, how did I have that much air in there? It's like
deflating.
Hey, guess what? I have jock itch right now.
Is jock that just itch. When your dick itches?
My asshole and balls hurt.
Hurt.
They hurt or do they itch?
They sting.
Oh, man.
They don't itch. It just hurts.
Yeah.
I've had it before.
Yuck.
What do you get it from?
Fucking jocks.
Humidity. It's been so fucking humid in L.A. And I have fucking jocks and just walking.
You got to get Mack Weldon underwear, antimicrobial, Mack Weldon. Yeah. Go to MackWeldon.com, promo code jock itch for 1% off at the checkout.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got a little bit of jock itch right now, but it's all right. It's going away. I got some Lotrimin, and it's on my balls right now. My balls are all creamy. So is my asshole.
Yum.
You're like a baby.
Yeah, babe.
You got the baby booty.
Ooh, that was racist.
Mm. What?
That was fucking racist. Oh I'm saying God. Fuck a lot.
Yeah, you got swamp ass?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your swamp ass. Oh, I love swamp ass.
Fuck daddy. Allie and I were saying daddy before it was cool.
Yeah.
And now it's not cool anymore.
Now it's
yeah,
weird.
Daddy.
Yes, daddy. All right, what are we talking about, guys?
I don't know. We just hang out for a little bit.
Yeah,
I know. Okay.
Just hang out.
What's going on? Oh, I did Fresh Faces last night at the Laugh Factory.
What's Fresh
wow.
Faces?
It's an audition for the Laugh Factory, pretty much.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I did well.
Right.
Ooh, how much time did you do?
Big thing.
7 minutes.
Yes.
And the booker said I might have been the best, definitely top three. Mm. She had a veteran comedian consulting with her, taking notes. He said I was the best. I'm getting funny. I know you've seen me be not funny.
Shut up. Who did you go up after and who went up after you?
I forget who was before me, but he did mediocre.
Uh-oh.
I didn't like, I wouldn't say I killed. I had moments of killing, but I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah, when you're stabbing people in the audience. Come on, dude. Fuck.
Boo.
I'm making these jokes so you look better by comparison.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's
first it was the massage joke. Now it's the killing joke. Sorry. Yeah. My life is like a box of chocolates joke. Was good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But yeah, I'm happy. I felt good about it.
It's a big deal, man.
That's it. Yeah, thank you, man.
It's exciting.
I think I might have gotten management out of it.
There you go.
Oh, did you leave your manager?
I'm with Jack Reed of Millennial Entertainment, and I always will be. But he doesn't do any traditional stuff.
Oh, what does that mean?
So, like, he doesn't do, like, TV and shit.
Oh, okay.
Who else wants to just say fuck it to this podcast and go watch, like, Pirates of the Caribbean or something?
I'm getting a massage.
Oh, okay. Well, she's out. Rye?
But I want to see Midsommar tonight.
So do I.
Midsommar? From the Hereditary yeah. Man?
Midsommar?
I want to see Midsommar.
I want to see Midsommar.
It looks odd, dude.
Midsommar.
Midsommar. Hey, stop destroying his wall.
I don't know. It's so nice.
Nolan doesn't appreciate it.
Took a while to put up, but no, you're good. You're good. Have fun with it. Just play.
It's a play. Stop space. It.
Oh, I mean, you can glue it back up.
Wow, millennial.
Not yeah, my fault. Should have done a better job putting it up. It was like this when I came in. I'm just touching it. I want to see me tomorrow.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's nice.
And you went to high school with somebody Brandon and I both kissed.
Wait, you kissed her too?
Wait, what?
Blue hair.
Wait.
Oh, hot dog.
Wait. I knew about her and Rye. I didn't know that you got. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but yeah, we kissed.
I ate her box.
Shut up. Who went first?
That would be him. He was up to bat.
And then how did you feel about that?
Don't care. Hate her.
Mm.
No, I don't hate her. I don't hate her. I don't hate her.
I know, yeah.
You kind of do.
Kind of. She's mean.
Yeah, she is mean. I never really, she was always mean to me in high school.
Yeah.
She was like a grade or two above me, and she like went out of her way a couple times to be rude for no reason.
Mm.
And then she lost a bunch of weight, dyed her hair, got tattoos, became an Instagram model, and was a real biatch.
Yeah. Whoa.
But I didn't know her that well, so, like, you know, whatever. Be a biatch. Yeah. Do your thing.
I mourned the
loss. Why did you and her smoochy smooch?
Because we got on those apps.
But
we
you knew.
No, I didn't know. I don't think I knew until after.
She's what?
No, I found out after.
She thought I was heartbroken over her. So I think, didn't she say, like, oh, Rise has a broken heart over me.
No, I did know then. Yeah, I know I did know. But I just assume you didn't. You told me you didn't give a fuck, right?
Correct. Well, I don't know if I did, but I didn't give a fuck.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But that, I also made out with her.
Yeah?
Really?
No.
No.
It'll be so hot.
Yeah, dude, we fucked.
Nice, dude.
That's his wife.
Yeah. I'm worn. I grieved the loss of her vag, but that's about it.
Whoa, dude.
Well, I'm a misogynist. That's what I do.
LA is a tiny town, you know?
Yeah. So you can diagnose that? I thought misogynist was just an observation thing.
It's like more of a mindset. Yeah. Gym tan misogyny.
It's a scene.
Yeah, it's like a vibe.
Yeah, it's a scene.
It's more of a vibe.
You can find it in your blood.
It's a hairstyle.
Yeah. I donated.
Yeah, they can test for it.
I donated my blood today.
I saw that.
Did you make money? Oh, donate.
No.
Did you make money?
No, I know
did
words.
It to be nice.
How much blood?
Oh, so much blood.
So much blood?
So much blood.
Shit.
He had me hold it after. No, I like it.
That's kind of morbid.
I like
why did
it
he
on
have you
off.
Hold your blood?
I don't know. And he was like being like all weird about it. He was like, I can already see how many people you're helping with this. I was like, shut up.
What a fucking
weirdo. I'm like,
weirdo.
I'm doing this to post about it.
Yeah.
And then talk about it.
Yeah.
Fucking oddball.
Fucking up. Oh!
There we go.
Allie, can you hear me now?
If you're not watching on YouTube, Allie just took off a panel of the sound thing.
It's fine.
Of the sound.
No, proof. Let me do it.
The sound
let
foam.
Me do it. I don't sound need your foam, help. Right? I'm a strong sound woman. Foam. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, misogynist. Women strong can woman. Do oh my god, I can't believe you try to help her.
Yeah, that's rude.
What the fuck, dude?
Do you think it's condescending that it's a thing to be like, she's a strong woman? How about just say woman? Women are strong. Strong woman. It's redundant. It
depends on the context. And if you go, she's a strong woman.
Well, I mean, if she's a bodybuilder, you call her a strong woman. But if you're talking about just a woman just in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, some people are weak, so.
I don't like when misogynists talk about women, honestly. Because it just seeps through.
Yeah, we don't need your voice to be heard in this case.
Yeah.
Just be quiet. Shut the fuck up.
You just need to listen. You need to take time and listen. Okay? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to this.
Have you ever thought about that, strong boy?
Listen to this.
Oh,
boy. And you're, all the equipment's broken.
Oh, no, I just came. That's that sound.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That was a soft version. Man. Since the first one cut the fuck out. Sorry.
We've been talking about
I'm problematic, okay?
Every episode we talk about cum.
Mm. Okay, you put all of these on a little bit loose.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Allie, do you have any impressions?
No.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
That's pretty
good. No, I do, but I just like to sing, and I don't know if I do impressions or if in my head I just think I sound like the person.
Do an impression of a singer.
Okay, this is Gwen Stefani from her No Doubt days. I don't like doing this. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Should we do an instrumental? Like,
oh, karaoke?
Oh, yeah, there
you
go.
Pick the song. I'll get the instrumental.
You can do Just a Girl.
I'm just a girl in the world. Here. Oh, I'm just a girl.
Nolan, is my mic low?
No.
No.
Turn it down, Nolan.
What's a word for women who hate men?
Feminist. Fucking women.
Got your ass.
All right, no one's looking up karaoke
song. Uh-oh.
I don't know. Oh, there's an instrumental.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it, but they can.
Oh, that's good.
I'm nervous. By the way, this probably is not even going to sound.
Sound.
It's just an sound.
There
it's
we go.
It's just an excuse for me to sing. Oh, yeah, here. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
It's not doing
it. Start it.
Yeah, it's just an instrumental.
Oh. You're not even going to give me, like, the good version?
This is it.
Girl!
Do you want the full song? You think that'll help?
How about I start it?
Okay, yeah. Course. We'll do a sing. Why don't you just play the song, and I'll just sing over Gwen Stefani's voice, and you'll be able to find out who's who, because it'll be so similar. Or just do another karaoke.
And that makes you feel better.
Okay. Oh, okay. God come damn. On. That one literally says karaoke.
This is good air. This is unfunny stuff.
This is good air.
I mean, it's fitting, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't funny.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise.
Whoa, Gwen
I'm
Stefani
literally
ASMR.
Singing the song right now.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Wow.
And now you're stopping it?
Not funny, more like not competent, you fuck.
Nolan, get out.
I'm sorry,
are you
Nolan.
Talking to me? No. Be better. Sing
Nolan,
the song.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just a girl living in captivity. That's it.
Cool.
All that's right. Good. Well, that's pretty good.
Thanks for asking me to do that.
You're welcome.
Worth
I
it.
I hope you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Good.
Yeah. Delete
women
the
are
episode.
Stupid.
I'm out.
Wow.
No, you do an impression that's not fucking Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or fucking damn. London guy. Guy from the UK.
Yeah, why don't we see you open your heart and be vulnerable
okay.
in front of 36 people watching?
Yeah, you fuck.
What do you want me to do?
Why don't you do Just a Girl by No Doubt?
I'm just a girl in the world.
That's all that you let me be. Here.
Oh, I've had it all too.
I think I'm gonna go. I don't know if I can keep doing this.
I can do Jeff Buckley. everyone knows that Hallelujah song.
I heard the
Yeah, it's Leonard Cohen, not Jeff Buckley, you fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I knew that.
Oh, okay.
No one else does though. Our audience is stupid.
Yeah.
Because they're all fucking women. I mean,
Cohen actually took it from another guy. So
Jesus.
You want to be real? Yeah. He wasn't the original.
Oh really?
What the fuck?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
so wrong about that.
I don't believe in anything anymore.
I'm so wrong about that.
Did
I don't,
you say?
I don't know if you are.
This is Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley.
Go ahead.
Did you say, no, this can happen to me? Did you rush to the phone called in a voice unkind? In the back of your mind, say maybe. I didn't know it at all. I didn't know it at all. No, I didn't know.
Thank you. Everyone stop listening.
God damn. I thought that was pretty good.
Allie, did you come? Women are stupid. That's a soundbite from your mom's house.
I did whatever the opposite of coming
was. Her vagina imploded.
I left.
You shriveled
up. I didn't
up.
Come, I left.
Hey, yeah. Yo, Nolan, how long have we been doing this for?
46.
Damn!
I can do John Oliver.
Oh, great.
Doctor Oz is not a doctor. He's a quack.
That's all I can say.
John Oliver!
I can do Billie Eilish. Okay. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. I can like that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All you have to do is just whisper.
Dude, I
can like say I can like that.
That was so sexy.
Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
You guys during the podcast should have an eye roll count.
You are such a talented
You're
porn
so
star.
Funny.
Okay, stop it. Stop trying to just get in her pants.
I'm not.
That's the whole reason
getting
we're
pants.
Doing her pants.
Dude, remember when we did like a we drove up to somewhere out in the desert and did a show at a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah. Wait, no, it was an airport. Airport in Merced, California.
No, but we also did a show.
Oh, yeah,
at
the Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
Dave.
Andy Milonakis.
Whoa.
No. I'm talking about a worse show.
Well
that show
said.
Was fun. That show was fun. This show, I think it was you, and we were in like a newspaper or something, and it was like me, you, and Dave Gregory. Am I thinking of someone else?
You're thinking of somebody else. That was the first one you went to. I couldn't make it, and I referred you to the booker, so you're welcome. You owe me.
Wow.
But yeah, we did a
you
show.
You love getting owned.
You keep track of your debts, dude.
Yeah, we did a show in Merced, and we had a lot of laughs on the way up. All the way up.
All the way up.
Is that that guy?
We stopped at an In-N-Out Burger, I think.
Probably.
In Richard Barba.
You know what's fucked up? Every time I drive up, like, north, and we're in those, like, have you ever driven up north and been in, like, one of those, like, empty ass, I keep saying, like, one of those empty ass towns where all they have is just the exit of the freeway and an In-N-Out and a gas station.
Yeah.
Every time I stop into one of those In-N-Outs, I think I'm like the hottest shit ever. Because I'm like, who the fuck are all you? You guys live out here? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, bah, bah.
What?
Da, da. That's thought? Me. No. It's just da. You know? No,
there's like billboards 30 miles from that In-N-Out letting you know there's an In-N-Out coming.
Yeah.
Like, keep driving,
that's
guys.
That's the excitement of the town.
That's
and then
we're...
I walk in and I'm like, I'm here, bitch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number two, supersize me, ho.
Oh, damn.
I wear my glasses inside. That's how cocky I am when I'm in one of those In-N-Outs.
They go, oh my God, Billie Eilish?
Mm-hmm.
We had a running joke on the way up. I forget what it was.
Yeah, we did.
I forget what it was. That's when you introduced me.
Oh, I remember what it was. Oh, and then my friend was like, like, we would just keep saying, like, my friend was like this, and then I was like, and then they were like, and then we were like, I think that's what it was.
Okay. And I was like, ah! And she was like, what? Yeah, yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And you introduced me to Tuesdays with Story podcast.
Oh, the
with
best.
Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah.
Good pod. Mm. I've told you to listen to it 1,000 times. Because we're like a terrible version of them.
Really? Shit.
Yeah, all right.
I think that just about does this episode.
Yeah, it wraps it up.
Allie, where can people find you? I'll put it in the intro, but do it again.
You can find me on Instagram at notalliemack, and you can find me on my website, www.alliemakovsky.com.
Make sure you type in those three W's.
W-W-W.
That was condescending. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I fucking know you don't need the W's.
I'm sorry. I just, I'm a misogynist.
I'm gonna be late for my massage.
So much attention.
All right. Thank you, Allie.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let's hang out soon. All three of us.
Let's do it.
Not you, Nolan.
Bye, Nolan.
Bye, guys.
Check out Unfunny Stuff Studios on Instagram.
And unfunnystuff.com.
Yep. And if you're interested in starting your own podcast, hit him up. I'll put that in the intro as well.
All good.
All right. Talk to you later. I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Nolan?
Oh, sorry, Dad.